Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Mrs. Anderson?
Yes, you are.
Hi, Mrs. Anderson. This is Aaron calling you from MMA Legal. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
That's good. I'm very well. Thank you for asking. I was just giving you a little bit of time to get home after your appointment or settle after your appointment, so I didn't want to call straight away or anything like that.
That's great. Cheers.
That's not a problem. Okay, so just for data protection, Mrs. Anderson, can I get you to confirm your address, please?
It's 17 Summerfield Terrace, Aberdeen.
Okay, perfect. And the password on your account is drumchapel2?
That's correct.
Perfect, thank you. Okay, so just to let you know as well, Mrs. Anderson, that these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay?
Yeah, that's great.
Perfect, not a problem. So the point of this phone call from myself today, I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal, and I'm just here to gather some knowledge about yourself and move forward with your case. So I'll just be finding out about your time in care and how it's affected you, and if it still plays an effect on you today. I'll also ask a few other questions amongst that, and then I'll get the details of your doctors of where you're registered at, clarify your care settings with you so we can request for the records from your local authority, and then I'll give you a little bit of a summary of how the case is going to how it's going to pan out for yourself, really. Okay, so can I just start off, Mrs. Anderson, by just gathering knowledge on whether you suffer from any mental health issues or anything?
Not at the moment, but I have suffered with depression, yeah.
Okay. And how long ago was it that you were dealing with depression?
Well, I came off tablets about 2 years ago. I came off medication, so I don't feel depressed now.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Good on you. It takes a lot of courage to come out the other side. Some people, you know, depend on them for life. I myself personally, like you, I was on antidepressants and was able to come off them and see the light in life and do life without them. So,
yeah.
Credit to you and I.
Exactly.
Okay. And do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all?
I drink alcohol.
Okay. How often do you drink alcohol?
Every weekend.
Okay. Is that just for leisure or is that, you know, obviously to mask any pain or emotion that you feel?
No, it's leisure.
Yeah, okay.
I'm Scottish, I drink.
Yeah, of course. Of course, I understand that. Okay, and obviously don't take any drugs?
No, just prescribed drugs, that's it.
Yeah, of course. Okay. And one question I do have to ask you, Mrs. Anderson, I do apologise in asking so, but as I said, it's just so I can gather the best knowledge I can about yourself. Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life at all?
No.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much for answering them questions with myself. I do appreciate it.
Nothing,
Bill. Can I grab the doctors of where you're registered at, please, the details?
It's Lynx Medical Practice.
Lynx Medical Practice. And where are they located?
They're in Park Road. I don't know the exact postcode or anything like that. You can Google it.
Yeah, I'm just doing a little search for it now. Okay, so that's in Aberdeen?
Yeah,
okay, perfect. And how long have you been registered there for?
Probably over 30 years.
Okay. Perfect. And then going to your care settings, we've got Fornethy House in Angus.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Twice.
twice, okay. Bear with me and I'll make a note of that. I just get the details of this Funetti house now. Okay, so it was a residential school, wasn't it?
That's right, aye.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so did you go... So you were there, was it roughly around 1974?
Thereabouts. I had been twice for 6 weeks at a time.
Ah, okay, yeah, I get you. And was that like in the summer holidays, was it?
That I can't remember. I mean, I don't even know if it was 6 weeks summer holidays or if it was during the school term.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay, and then was that your only care setting, was it?
No, I went to a place called Castle Tower in Dunoon, but that was a nice place.
Ah, okay, so nothing really happened there, was it?
No, and then I was in a children's home as well, but that was fine.
Yeah, but okay, so it's more so the Funetti where things weren't the best experience.
Yeah, they were pretty rough.
Okay, I'm just going to find the local authority of that one. Yeah, so it's Angus Council. Okay. So when we request for your records from your GP and from Angus Council, would you like us to share these records with yourself?
Yes, I would actually, aye.
Of course. Okay, Mrs. Anderson. So this journey that you and I are about to embark on, this is going to be around about 6 to 12 months. In this time, I'll be in contact with you every 4 to 5 weeks, giving you an update on how the case is going and what we're doing with your case to strengthen it. Your case does get put forward to the Scottish Government, who they deal with this with an independent panel. This is all done behind closed doors, so you or I don't have to attend anywhere. What I will be doing is I'll be informing you of the date of when they'll be dealing with your case and also the conclusion to your case as well. As a law firm, we do like to, first and foremost, fight for an official apology from the Scottish Government in regards to how you've been treated in your care setting, but also fight for financial compensation for yourself as well.
Yeah.
Anything else? Let me have a think. I think that's pretty much with that detail. Before I do go through and conclude the phone call, I do just need to go through our legal fees with yourself. Now, I do apologise if these have been repeated in the first phone call you may have had. But yeah, just for my compliance team, I do just need to go over it again. Once I've gone over this, I will formally ask you whether you would like to proceed with using MMA Legal to represent you in this case. And then after that, as I said, it's a nice short and sweet phone call. I can leave you to enjoy a nice Wednesday afternoon. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, thanks, Lee.
Perfect. Okay, Mrs. Anderson, so when it comes to the Scottish Redress application, you are entitled to three options when it comes to the funding. Option one is that you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. And that's just obviously you gathering your own case and presenting your own evidence to the Scottish Government. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor or law firm who participates in the Scottish Government legal fee scheme. So whether that be in England or Scotland with the law firm or solicitor, they'll be linked up with the Scottish Government and they are paid £2,000 per case by the Scottish Government to handle your case. With option two, and with them being linked up to the fee scheme, they don't charge any fees, but as I said, the payout for that is only £2,000.
Mm-hmm.
With ourselves being option three, we are a private and independent law firm, so we work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if for whatever reason the case doesn't go in our favour, we won't come and chase you for any financial fees and put any financial stress or burden on yourself. We are covered that end, but what we do, what we do, obviously, take from your compensation is 16% plus VAT, which is a capped figure of 19.2%. So it doesn't matter what compensation you may receive. We'll never come asking for more, but we do just want to be settled for how we've presented your case to the Scottish Government.
Yeah.
Okay, so with them three options being read to yourself, are you happy to proceed with MMA Legal moving forward?
I'm happy to proceed with yourself.
Perfect. Thank you very much. We do appreciate that. Okay, Sandra, so yeah, we can get started on your case straight away. As I said, we've got the details of where we're going to be requesting your records from. So we'll be sending them off as soon as we can. And once they are received from our end, we'll be back in contact to discuss them records with yourself. So whether that be before or after my update call, obviously you'll just hear from me. But yeah, save this number that I'm calling you from. And as
okay.
I said, my name is Aaron.
Aaron.
Yeah, so I'll be your case handler throughout this whole process.
Okay, okay.
Okay, do you have any questions for me at all, Mrs. Anderson?
No, that's great. Everything's been straightforward for yourself.
Perfect, not a problem. Just want to clarify one thing in case I've missed it. Was you not known by any other name in care? Was it Mrs. Anderson?
No, in care I was Clark without
Clark,
any.
Yeah,
Clark.
Yeah, we do have that in a little brackets here, but
yeah.
So obviously sometimes other names are used, so just wanted to clarify that. But yeah, no, thank you very much, and I as I said, you'll be hearing from me in due course, okay?
Okay, right, and I'll save your number.
Perfect, Mrs. Anderson. Thank you very much for your time today. I really do appreciate it.
Right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.